Well, welcome to Wine Wednesday, Marcus. I forgot my wine. I'm just gonna have a little sip here.
I did not. So,
Oh, you did not. Good job.
welcome and
I will.
appreciate it. Appreciate it. Clearly, I have my priorities right. I let the internet go out, but I
But
did
you
not.
remembered the wine. That's the
I
important part
did.
of this.
Exactly.
So I was just saying to all of our listeners while I tried to pour myself a glass of wine with one hand that next Wednesday is our free webinar, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, what does a six-figure salary get you? I think I stole that from like one of the top SEOs. So hopefully that'll bump us up to whatever searchable SEO we are I can get from this out there. And yeah, look forward to answering both the questions that come in from, I think you did a poll earlier. So if we have any questions there. My internet will be working at that time, so I won't have any wine, but I should have internet at that time. And it'll be a good look. It'll be a good look.
Perfect. Well, and we have some exciting stuff for the webinar just to kind of fill folks in. I thought maybe, I think they kind of know my background, but maybe for our, because we're going to also air this on the podcast. So maybe you could just give
Okay.
a quick rundown of your background, because I think that that's another reason to come check out our webinar next week.
So, best-selling author of, oh my, okay,
Do you
so I
have
lost
your
it. I'm
book?
like, I do. Best-selling author of Debt Free or Die Trying, How I Buried Myself $30,000 in Debt and Dug My Way Out. Kind of more known in the E streets for, I've been podcasting since, I'm like an elderly podcaster now. Geriatric
You're a
millennial out
geriatric
there all day. Yeah.
podcaster.
Yeah. So 2013, I think we released our first podcast.
Wow.
And I just rebranded and relaunched the Marcus Garrett Show. So if you're still listening to podcasts, you can find the new show and then you can follow me, wherever this is showing up on your screen at the Marcus Garrett. And right now, what I brand that as is, see, I don't have my new tagline memorized. It's fun conversations with employees and entrepreneurs around life after debt. I think that's what we settled on.
That sounds good.
This is why you have a team that helps you do all
Yeah.
this. But that tagline is something like that. It's in my bio. I assure you it's out there. So that's what you can look forward to on the show. Typically more organized than this because I can do all this stuff behind the scenes and have an old, I can cut all of this out and then drop it on the podcast. And then I'm an auditor by day. So wrote the book in 2016 is when the book came out. It was a bestseller in 2020 because I re-released it. Did a slight rebrand there. It was number one on Kindle. And so I use data to drive decision making, which is, doesn't seem like that foreign of a concept, but a lot of people don't use
Yeah,
information to
I
make
say a lot of people go
decisions.
by emotions.
And so I've had to be humbled by that over time that actually makes me a deception because I'm always like, what do the facts say? What does the data say? Let's look at the facts and the figures and let's delve into the information. That's why you send me the PowerPoint and you were like, here's some figures from Yahoo. I was like, figures, data, this is amazing. So I'll take it.
Yeah. And so that is the figures I was sending you for our webinar, because I'm with you. I like to let the numbers kind of impact the decision making, which I apparently, as you said, is rare.
It's definitely the exception. I'll put it
The
that way.
exception.
So using facts and figures. So my other tagline, I have a segment on the show that is Wisdom is Misery. We use facts to form opinions instead of opinions to form facts. So
Yeah, I
I
like
take
that. I
a
like that.
yeah, take a whole segment. I start with the fact and then we go through how to derive your opinion from the facts. So I think it's fun anyway.
I mean, I like it. So I did send Marcus over a nice PowerPoint with a lot of like quotes and numbers. And so what you can look forward to next week with the webinar is we are going to talk about what exactly is a six-figure salary, what does that work out to from a monthly standpoint, what type of careers offer six-figure salaries, because I think that's one thing. I feel like sometimes you fall into a career and you didn't maybe plan it out, but like what career paths like offer a six-figure salary, and then also what side hustles can help you get there too, because everyone's on a different path. So whether you do it through your career or you do it with a career and a side hustle, or you want to turn that side hustle into a six figure. And then I think a big part of it that people forget is how to negotiate salary, because that's a big component of it.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm happy, you know, you already know I sent you the email, but I was happy to see that in there because I feel like salary negotiation kind of, first of all, it's uncomfortable, so I don't think people talk about it enough, but that's definitely how I increase my salary and also moved for a lot of opportunities. So I have a whole YouTube channel, but I have a video dedicated to how I used salary calculators because, you know, I'm an auditor. And like,
Because you like
I
data.
moved. Yeah, I moved all over the country, and I remember when I moved from my, I think it was my third job at that time. I moved twice already by then. So I'm 22. I've already moved twice. I'm chasing money. You know, but at this time, I thought money was led to happiness. So I'm chasing it all over the country. And I remember I talked to my boss, what would be my future boss at the time, and he was like, what are your salary expectations? And I didn't even know this question was going to come up. This is like the first interview. And I'm like, oh yeah. Luckily, it was a phone interview, so he didn't see me panicking on the site. He probably wouldn't have offered me the job. And all I had to go on is I remember the movie. And I'm not going to say the movie because it's kind of embarrassing. But in the movie, he had asked, there's actually two parts to the story. He had asked for 70,000. He was like real arrogant about it. He's like, yeah, I make 70,000. And I was making 50,000 at the time, so I thought 70,000 was huge. You know, depending on where you are on the scale, you might still think 70,000 is huge. And I was like, you know, I heard that plan in the back of my mind. I was like, yeah, man, 70,000, you know? And he was like, okay, yeah. And to this day, this guy's still my friend. You know, we're official friends on Facebook. To this day, I wonder how much money I could have asked for because he agreed so easily.
Yeah,
He's like, pocket change, you know? Like, that's and so ever since that day, I'm like, I will always research and negotiate my salary, and I will teach all people across the land to research and negotiate their salary. So I'll definitely have my resources ready for the salary calculator I use, freely available. And that's where I start with is like, what's all the free tools you can use before you get to the paid ones? And there's
yeah.
plenty of free salary negotiation tools out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then hearing like your story and like I'll talk about my story. I was a little bit more aggressive with my ask and did zero research and just decided double was the number to go for.
Oh, okay. All
I mean, I got laughed at. Like, not like too blatant, like he tried to cover the laugh and was
Yeah.
like, "Did she just ask for her salary to be doubled?" And essentially, I was currently in the basement for my job, so you weren't allowed on the floor until you were licensed, so they had you in the basement studying. And so I just like come up from the basement. And so I'm pretty sure the phrase was, "You just got out of the basement." And I was like, I did, but I do want my salary doubled.
I like. Well, I mean, to that point, because someone nicely is actually one of the more respectful comments I got. Because you know, some people are like, you know, all in the comments telling you about yourself, all in caps and everything like that. But I was talking about salary negotiation, and I'd highlighted some of the tools I use. I'll throw one out there. It's CNN Money. I think it's CNN Money slash Salary. But CNN Money has a salary negotiation calculator for like if you're moving across the country, which I was in that case moving across to Denver. I was going from Texas to Denver. And she said, normally I just say, you know, 10 to 20% is a good range to your point. I hadn't said double, but you know, maybe I'm underestimating myself. But she said that it's more important to understand your salary range and your basically knowing your worth. Because she said, if you've been underpaid, then you're just going to underpay yourself an additional 20%.
Yep.
So shout out to that person. I wish I had your name, you know, your screen. So shout out to you. Maybe you know, down here somewhere, like following this conversation, you can go ahead and send a couple hearts up or whatever. But that was a really great point. So I had to reapproach even like in my coaching and speaking to folks, like, you know, not only do you need to think about where you are, where you want to be, but have you been underpaid in the past? And you need to
Yeah.
factor that into your salary negotiation. So again, that's why I'm super excited to see that in the slides because this entire conversation we've had right now, I think it's like 60% of people, probably closer to 90%, don't even negotiate their salary. Like the
Nope.
employer's like 20,000, they're like, all right. I was hoping for 70, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no,
And
it's super critical, and over the course of your career, it'll make a big difference. So we're gonna go through this. This is a little teaser for you all to sign up for next week. So we're gonna go through all the tricks. I was gonna say tips and tricks.
works. It works. It fits.
Yeah. For how to increase your salary and like the importance of salary negotiation. Because, yeah, I agree. Most people don't negotiate.
Right. And the other component I think I alluded to there is, I guess I think you would describe it, on the financial side, as your risk appetite too. Like, I've moved for no less than four jobs, every time for an opportunity, but always for a risk, and always for a raise. So, the other side of that, which I think we'll talk, actually, I know we'll talk about, is then if you're if that's outside of your risk appetite, some people want to live and die in LA, like Tupac. I guess that was a little dark, actually, but it's also a song lyric. But that being said, is if you're not willing to miss, that's why I think it's so important. Like, now what I'm focusing on is growing my business, my side hustles, and my side income. Like, I moved back to Texas, born and raised, however you feel about that. And listening audience, I should say. And it's like, first of all, 10 years into the future too, and I'm just like, I'm not really trying to move four more times for whatever salary increases might be out there. And another thing is like how quickly your salary stagnates. I think the average is like 48. It's younger for women. I think we'll talk about that. So it's 48
Absolutely.
for most. Like it plateaus, and by stagnate I mean it plateaus. So whatever you make around that age, you make for the rest of your life. You've got, 30 years, 40 years of work years to live and live on that, what you think is going to be fixed income. But that most of those increases, and the increase that I had, that 70,000 negotiation, I was 27. So I don't know that I'll ever have a $40,000 conversation, which might have been 50 or 60. I don't know that opportunity will ever come again, and I
Right. And
think
so
that's the,
now focusing on side hustles and having more control over your income because you see the future of where the salary is going to be.
Yes, exactly. That was a scary part, unfortunate part as an auditor too. Again, I might have been like 28 then, but so I've been working in the public sector most of my life. I've always had like side hustles and gigs, and now I have a formal business. I looked at, it's all public. So I looked at my scale, my little federal GS scale. I think it was something else because I was at the county at that. No, I was at the city at that time. And so I looked at how much I would make over 20 years if I got the 3% increase,
Your
the
cost of
cost of
living.
living increase. And I drug it down for 20 years, and I was like, that's not a very big number. So I started, estimating. And then I had to look at, and it was funny because that was 2007. So 2008, the recession hit. I had like we didn't get cost of living bumps for like 3 years, and so that number started stagnating earlier than I was going to like, and I was like, I don't like this feeling. Like you said, it was out of my control. So lesson learned, y'all's pain, my pain will be y'all's gain. And so this is some of the things I'll share within the webinar.
Exactly. So so lots of good stuff for next week. So if you are wondering how to increase your salary, how to increase your earning potential, what six figures looks like, and ways to get there, we are going to give you lots of good stories about what to do and what not to do. I would say my story is probably I didn't do enough research on not to do. You did your research, but you probably could have asked for more. Along with other great info, and it's a free webinar, so no reason to not join.
Thank you for saying that. So we'll use your link because I think it's right there in your bio. Also, people who sign up get the replay. So everything to gain, nothing to lose.
And so, do we have anything else to tell them? We just wanted to give them a little bit of a teaser here. We don't want to give it all away.
I mean, the only other thing is there's several freebies on my website right now at themarcusgarrett.com. So if you
And I
can't
will
even
say
be.
we their book reviews are on your website too, and we're going to talk about your favorite books as well in the webinar. And so if you don't like to read, Marcus has done all of the reading for you. He's read every book there is to read about personal finance and can give you all the notes. I have not read quite as much as Marcus. I've read some, but Marcus, you've done a phenomenal job reading all the books.
Yeah, I think I'm over 20 now. So she's not wholly joking. I started with 15, so I have a giveaway that I'll have for those who sign up. I have a giveaway for 15 book reviews, and I share if you're going to read one book, the only book you need to read. And if you have time for three, you're not a reader like me. I have three books, both a money book, an investment book, and then like a business book that I would recommend. This is a teaser on purpose so that I'll all be in the webinar as well.
So we hope you join us next week, Wednesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern. and it will be all this and more. And so, Marcus, I'll do a little cheers with you. Thanks for joining us for our Wine Wednesday. Super excited for our webinar. We hope you can all join us.